This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. The waiting is almost over. We are now just hours away from Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis, where the New England Patriots take on the New York Giants. Patriots fans in Indy are showing their support, whether or not they have tickets. Ian Key won't be in the stadium tonight, but he made a point of meeting the team.
It's unbelievable. I went to the hotel to greet them, shook Logan Mankin's hand. I mean, I just had butterflies in my stomach. Robert Kraft shook my hand. It's awesome. It's unbelievable. It's a dream come true.
Here in the Boston area, fans and businesses are going all out to get ready for the big game. WBUR's Sean Bowditch has more.
If you have a hankering for, say, Ecuadorian avocados, Haymarket is a pretty good place to find yourself on a Saturday.
Hey, strong!
Despite the howling wind, the market is jammed on this, the day before the Super Bowl. Making his way through the chaos is Kevin Mucci of Stoneham. When I ask him about the Super Bowl, he calmly explains why the Pats will come out on top.
Every time the Pats have won, our friend Carolyn makes her special chili. So no pizza, no, you know, chili day.
So if the chili's there, you're feeling good. If the
yes.
chili were missing,
I'd have a little, you know, bad feeling.
A few stalls down is vendor Adam Campo of Everett. Even though he's standing behind a huge display of brightly colored fruit, it's his Patriots jersey that stands out. It's, how do I put this gently, really dirty.
Well, I've been wearing this number 4 Adam Vinatieri jersey for the last 5 weeks, and I've worn it to the last 2 playoff games, and the Patriots have won, and so it's not coming off till after the Super Bowl.
Local businesses are also hoping for some good luck. Alcohol sales predictably see a spike. Steve McLeod is assistant manager of Downtown Wine and Spirits in Somerville. He says the Super Bowl beverage menu is traditionally pretty basic.
Stock up a little bit more on 30 packs of Budweiser, Coors Light, the big three. A little bit more on chips and just up the staff on Super Bowl Sunday for the peak hours.
And for some, there's also the big three food groups for the Super Bowl.
It's going to be like a buffalo wing type thing. Pizza, the dough, going to have to prep all the dough, make sure we have a lot of dough on hand. And the cold cuts.
That's Stephen Bates, owner of Pronzi's, a pizza place in Medford. He says orders are already starting to pour in. Not too far away in Somerville's Davis Square, the kitchen in Redbone's Barbecue is bustling. To hear Redbone's general manager Nick Gregory explain how the restaurant prepares for the Super Bowl is like listening to a dancer run through intricate choreography.
We actually reconfigure our point-of-sale system so that we can have a line of customers moving through the restaurant and paying more quickly, and then moving on to the area where they pick up their bags.
But there's a good reason for the exhaustive planning.
It's once a year, and we never do volume like this. This is sort of 7 or 8 times the volume of our biggest day, which is a huge volume for takeout.
So Super Bowl Sunday has arrived, a day that's as much about eating and drinking as it is about football. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sean Bowditch.
For full coverage of Super Bowl 46, pitting Tom Brady and the Patriots against Eli Manning and the Giants, go to WBUR.org.
Eli's coming. Eli's coming, and the cards save.